So where did the idea from the game start? Did it start from the kind of innovative control scheme, or did the game kind of build around the story? Like, did you come up with the story first, or?
No. The first thing that happened, you know, just a little bit of my background. I normally work as a film director. This is actually my first game, you know, I direct. In Sweden, you know, I'm kind of well known as a director, but I've also in every interview talked about games and how much I love games because I'm a hardcore gamer. There were many skeptical voices when I came in, and I didn't have any experience in gaming at all. I think as soon as people talk to me, they see how passionate I am, how much I know about games, how many games I've played, and I think they kind of change their minds in, you know, first 10 minutes. But I've been having a lot of skeptical, both in-house and outside as well. So I'm even more happy now that the game is getting this great reception. So I came up with pretty much the foundation of Brothers, like controlling with two sticks and how it's going to end. So that was actually the first thing I came up with. The inspiration I've got from, I think it's, you know, all the top-down, you know, Super Nintendo era, the RPGs, you know, the Zelda, Six of Mana, Chrono Trigger, Lufia, all those top-down games, which I loved. And I think that's part of the reason why Brothers is the top-down. But I still wanted to do something else. And when I came up with this control scheme and how it's going to end, I felt that it kind of like, you know, was pretty much the foundation of the game at that time, actually. I love the interactivity of gaming, and that goes for everything, both visually, and that's also one of the reasons why the language is not understandable, because I kind of want the player to, you know, to start to, you know, figure things out themselves.
Do you think Brothers would have worked as a silent story?
I think the game would have been hard to tell if they didn't speak, because I think it would have felt a little bit odd, because the emotions they go through are emotions that, you know, many people can relate to today. Mm-hmm. And I think if they were too silent, I think the player would not connect with them as many seem to do, actually.
The game, it sort of seems like it's built for cooperative play. Like, was that ever consideration?
Not at all. I mean, I've been into, so, you know, I'm kind of like, you know, there were many voices in and outside that were saying like you should do a co-op game, but that was not, I mean, I would rather cut my hands than do it, because the whole foundation of the idea is that you connect left hand, big brother, right hand, little brother. And the idea, now you play it through, the idea that you actually lose one physical hand and stop using it, that feeling that you're missing something. And there's also a point that little brother's is on the right stick, because normally you control a character with the left stick. So once you feel that the left stick is gone, it's even more odd that that hand is gone, you know. And also, like, you know, and in the ending that you get the strength from the big brother to go on in your life, you know, that's also part of it. So it was extremely important.
I've heard of some people like sharing a controller.
That's like almost putting a different soundtrack on a movie I've made. You know, it's like, you know, it's like destroying. It's like destroying the game, actually.
But I am curious what the playtesting sessions were like. Like, were people complaining that there wasn't co-op?
Definitely publishers and people inside. But I was like, no, that would never happen. I would never change it to a co-op game. It would never happen. Once you explained, you know, the things I told you now, like the connection between the players and the left hand, the right hand, what's going to happen in the end, most of them actually got it, especially those who actually like games and enjoy playing games. You know how many games out there that's been destroyed from, you know, people who really don't know anything about games and, you know, taking these weird decisions? It's really sad, actually. I mean, I understand the publisher as well. It's all about the money and somehow, but we're not working with making, like, you know, boxes of woods or something. We're working with art here, you know. So we have to, you know, the economy and the art have to meet in the middle somehow. You see, so it just can't be about the money. For me, from a creative perspective, there's I feel like there's so much things to discover. There's so many exciting stuff to discover how to tell a story. Like if I talk to, like, you know, many thought because of my background as a filmmaker, I mean, I really appreciate Heavy Rain and Walking Dead and those games. But for me, they're too close to a gaming, to a film experience. They're like, I remember putting the controller on the table most of the time and looking, you know. I'm a big fan of the Kojima games, but still, like, you know, having a cutscene for 20 minutes, I think that's, you know, it's a bit too much. I believe that there are other ways of telling stories in games, actually.
So I wanted to talk to you specifically about kind of what we've sort of dubbed the final puzzle of the game, you know, where you have to swim by yourself.
Yeah.
Is a really powerful moment, I think. Can you talk about that sort of puzzle, that aspect of the game a little bit more?
Actually, that actual thing to push the buttons other brother was actually something that came up later. I remember when I came up with that, I couldn't sleep that night because I was so pumped up of the day after go to the team and tell them this. I remember even that day when I came into the office, I'm like, okay, this is going to, you know, I was so pumped up. And when I told them this, they were like, wow, this is really cool. This, by pushing the button and, you know, getting the strength from him, that was like such a aha moment, and it felt so good because it kind of is the essence of the whole game itself. And I was actually a bit afraid, and I even told my team, like, at the ending part, I told them, like, listen, if nobody gets the game now, they will understand it in 5 years. Now, I know I'm being cocky here, but I know that moment was very, very, very important.
Was there a fear in having such kind of a sad ending? Or do you think it was, like, necessary for the growth of the brother, the younger brother?
Definitely. I feel the same way. It's kind of an optimistic ending in many ways. I mean, you have to go on with your life and stuff like that. So for me, of course, it's a sad scene. And I know many people have cried at the ending, which somehow, you know, makes me happy, of course. But at the same time, I feel that there's an optimistic ending. This is also, it's from, in many ways, a very personal game to me. When I was in Lebanon, this is very private, but anyway, when I was young, like 7 years, I had, I really wanted a younger brother, and my mother, she lost the baby, you know, in birth, and actually, she gave it to me to bury him. So I actually pretty much did that scene that is in the game, which is, you know, extremely powerful for me as well, you know.
My next question was, like, you know, there's such a theme of sort of death and, you know, moving on in the game. And I was wondering if that was, like, a product of personal experience or personal loss, you know, so I...
Yeah, definitely it is. But of course, I mean, he was just a newborn, but still, you know, I mean, I was very young. And I mean, in a country like Sweden or America, they would go like,
sure,
who would like a child? But those days, there were war, we didn't really have, you know. But of course, it was a very powerful moment that's been with me. You know, throughout my whole life, you know. I don't know if I'm changing the subject, but I can talk about this for hours, you know.
No, which is great. Living, it's funny because
I can't talk to you about games like for so long, so you know.
Hey, that's my job, man. I love talking about games.